Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road here on 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Robbie Stanley alongside Joe Rex Road, Michelle Knezovic here with you on this Friday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. We've been talking some Vanderbilt football, and to help us do it even more, we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in Vanderbilt head football coach Clark Lee. Clark, what's going on? How are we doing?
Yeah, I'm doing great. Good morning to you both. I'm excited to be with you.
Well, we're excited to have you with us. You were gracious enough to join us every week last year in year one, and starting off year two, you're coming back on with us. That speaks high of your character, volunteering to come back on our show. We appreciate it.
I have fun with you guys. This is always a good time.
That's right. So, Clark, obviously football season is finally here. Lots of excitement around here with football coming back. I'm just curious, from your vantage point, what do you make of this group and the strides that they've made over the offseason and where you guys sit heading into this season?
Well, anytime, I think if you ask any coach in the country right now early in camp, you're going to get probably the same response. We're a work in progress. I do think we're excited as a staff, just and our team too. There's a noticeable difference in the way our team looks, the way our team runs and hits, and you can see the incremental progress that's taken hold here through our training and our development program. Obviously, we have a lot of new players, too. We have over 30 new roster members, and so getting them quickly acclimated to the way we do things. But it's been exciting here early to kind of see where they fit in and see how they strengthen us. And so, we have a young group that's hungry, that I feel like is making strides, but we're going to scrimmage tomorrow. We'll find out a lot more about where we are after that.
So Clark, I got to ask about the quarterback situation. Mike Wright, still the one. How is he performing? How's Ken Seals reacting to that? What's the situation with the quarterbacks?
Yeah, Mike's running with the first group. He's been performing well. Obviously, I think any time in camp, it's particularly with young players, different than NFL veterans. There's growth that's every day, right? So you're going to have good plays and bad plays, and you're just trying to move the players along to be at their highest level by the season comes. But he's been playing well. Obviously, we feel like he also brings an X factor with his legs and the way he can run. We've seen that as we've been able to go live here a little bit. Ken has had a great camp. He's been on it. He's on a mission. I got a ton of respect for that guy. And then AJ Swan too. That's another guy that came in early that made good impressions here through the winter and spring, that's come back after summer in better shape and with a further understanding of the playbook. And, he's been able to go out there and lead the offense and make plays at times. So, nothing will shift in that depth order. Probably, we'll take both scrimmages to really look at it. They are getting reps and rotations with a bunch of different groups. So Mike takes the reps for the starters, but we cycle through all three guys. And then, Walter and Drew also will mix up in there too. But, we'll give this some time. But right now we feel good about where we are and think all three guys are strengthening and feel like we're heading in the right direction there.
Vanderbilt head coach Clark Lee on with us here on Robbie and Rex Road. So, Clark, to that point, in your time with Mike, where have you seen him take the biggest strides in his game?
Well, one of the big coaching points that I would have for him a year ago was just, if you're going to play quarterback, you have to strengthen all the other 10 positions on the field, meaning, it's about, from getting the protection right and being clear in communication that way to making sure we have the receivers run the right routes to on a design pass play, being able to get rid of the ball on time and in space so that, we can have the other guys make plays. And I think Mike, as he's learning to play quarterback in this system, is like we all do, we default to our strengths. His strength is as a creator. He's incredible in play creation. We saw that to our benefit a year ago in the season. I thought at times early in fall camp and last spring, you know, it sometimes would, the play would break before you even had a chance to get started. You know, so I've seen progress that way. I mean, he's got a great command on the field. Obviously, you know, he's got the dynamic character and charisma of a leader. You know, those are all things that we're, you know, he's continuing to strengthen just as he gets older. But I think he's doing a better job of a playing 1 of 11 and then looking for opportunities to use that creative skill that he has that makes him a game changer.
Is there, I know it's early, although it's, I didn't even think about this, Clark, until we were talking about this earlier. I mean, it's three weeks until basically 3 weeks from tomorrow, you guys are playing a football game in Hawaii. So maybe, I guess, things a little bit accelerated. Is there a position group right now that has really jumped out at you? Maybe a surprise. And I guess, is there a position group right now that you would say, okay, this group needs the most work to get ready before we open the season?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we felt pretty good about certain spots coming into fall. I think those have kind of held solid, particularly like the second level of our defense. We've had, I think strong corner play on defense, and, you know, at the safety position, we probably made our biggest strides there, both with the development of guys that were turning, but also the addition of some freshmen in those spots. You know, we need our defensive line to come on. I just think we're still character forming there. I think we're identity forming in that group, and I don't think that you can win at a high level in college football, but certainly not in the SEC unless that group's ready to take over a game. You know, they've shown flashes. We have guys that certainly can make plays. We also have the addition of, you know, transfers and young players that, you know, kind of working their way into the mix. So that'll be a group that I'm going to want to continue on defense to keep an eye on and push to find another level. Offensively, we feel, obviously, the quarterback position, you know, we feel good about, I think, letting all that settle and sort. But, you know, they've done a nice job. We think running back's a strength for us. You know, we have three guys coming back that carried the ball for us a year ago that we think are good players. Obviously, with Mike back there, you had an additional running threat that really is going to stress defenses out. Our offensive line was probably our biggest concern heading into spring. We felt like they, just really gelled together. They're playing better as a unit, playing with an identity. You know, we're still waiting for the top five to sort out. We've got about eight guys that are charging for a starting spot, but, you know, we'll have the ability to spell those guys in games and to play some depth there, which is exciting. I think on offense, then the tight end group too, I think has had a really good camp. Offensively, it's the receiver group that I'm going to keep an eye on. You know, we need, obviously, Will Shepard's, I think, had a good fall to this point, working hard. We think he can be a difference maker for us on that side of the ball. Jaden McGowan is a young player, flashed in the spring. You know, need him to find some consistency, but we're excited about him. And then you have a bunch of guys that are unproven that are using camp to earn roles. Quincy Skinner and Logan Kyle. There's a number of guys there that we're going to be keeping a close eye on over the next couple weeks to kind of get things sorted out before heading to Hawaii.
Clark, you brought up Will Shepard there. Just how much progress have you seen from him in terms of his growth and his overall game over the course of the last year?
Well, I think it starts with his growth as a person. I feel like he's matured a ton. I think he's, he's just become so consistent day in, day out in terms of his work output on the field. He's becoming a leader in that respect where his teammates count on him to come out and set a tone as far as workload goes. He's very skilled, you know, and this is from the first time we watched him run, we knew that we had something that could potentially be special. He's working on his finishes in terms of on the 50-50 balls, being able to go up and get it. And again, as a receiver, it's sometimes just making that routine play over and over and over again. He's the guy that we've seen make the routine play and then break it into an explosive. And so, we're pleased with his progress, and obviously, our conversation with him and what he knows to be true is that we feel like he still has so much further to go to reach his potential. So we're just going to keep pushing him there.
Clark, how different is this for you in terms of your staff compared with a year ago? Now, obviously, you kind of made a switch at play caller during camp last year. Joey Lynch is in there. I know you lost Jesse Minter and you have Nick Howell now at D coordinator, but is there more like continuity, I guess efficiency with the staff compared to your first year?
Yeah, I mean, I think on offense, it's been about retention. Those guys, Joey starting in January, really, really began his work to put his fingerprints on the design of the offense. I thought he did a nice job in the fall in a tough situation, building an identity as we're moving along. Those guys are comfortable and the players are comfortable. I think even early in camp, you kind of got this feeling that offensively, maybe we were probably a little further ahead than the defense was, just because there's still some, again, identity forming there and relationship building there. But Nick Howell, the first thing is, Bronco Mendenhall is a close friend and mentor, and everyone's different, every program's different, but we're similar in the foundational ways, in the way we approach program building. And Nick was with him for 16 years, so it was a quick, Nick quickly got in and got comfortable, and he and I have a great rapport. And then we filled out that defensive staff with all guys that I knew or I had trained. So there's a lot of familiarity there, and that's exciting. We're having a lot of fun, honestly. And our players have, at this level, it's about capturing hearts and minds. So until you build trust, it's hard to move somebody forward. These guys are, there's still an element of college football that's about the team, and it's about, growing people, and that requires a closeness of relationship, to have access to do that. I've been really impressed with our defensive staff with respect to how quickly they were able to form meaningful relationships, and I think what we're seeing is a group that's learning how to play really hard and play together, and I think that makes, I can't wait to watch those guys, in the season just go compete, because I see that the identity's forming, I see the intensity's there. I feel like we're further along in terms of execution. We didn't do a total overhaul of, the package as it was a year ago. We kept a lot of the building blocks there, just made a couple of adjustments that we would have made anyways. So on the whole, I think we feel good about our operation. We feel good about kind of the interpersonal connections that are growing in the building. We think all those things are taking hold in the competitive arena on the field, and excited to, over the next few weeks, really strengthen all those bonds so that we can go and put the best possible team two on the field that we can play.
Well, Clark, we're excited that football season is back. Looking forward to seeing you guys on the field. August 27th will be here before we know it. Appreciate you taking time to join us this morning.
Always a pleasure. Thank you, guys, and I look forward to seeing you soon.
Absolutely. Thanks, Vanderbilt head coach Clark Lee, our guest here on Robbie and Rex Road. We'll take your thoughts, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. We'll get into the Titans coming next. Got more of your thoughts to get to on that as well. Let me tell you about my friends at Twin Peaks. They'll hook you up for your fantasy football draft party, which includes a draft board, player stickers, free Wi-Fi, a bonus $50 for the commish, and a $5 bonus card for each drafter as well. Fantasy football right around the corner. And when you're not on the clock, you can relax with one of Twin Peaks' refreshing 29-degree beers, or you can check out indulgent shareables like the double stack nachos, loaded fries, multiple flavors of great boneless wings as well. So make sure you call Twin Peaks in Cool Springs to book your fantasy football draft party at 615-221-0869. That's 615-221-0869. You're listening to Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.